Good day, Australia. This is your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, dreaming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. This Thursday, the 21st of August 2025, we're taking a look at the big stories shaping the financial landscape. And it doesn't get much bigger than this. Australia's real wages are in a decade-long recovery struggle. Here's what you need to know. Since mid-2020, real wages have taken a substantial hit, plunging 7.3% and recovering only a modest 1.3% as of mid-2025. The Reserve Bank of Australia paints a tough picture, projecting that real wages will still be 5.5% below their peak by 2027. That's levels we last seen in 2011. This could spell trouble for households with reduced disposable income and consumer spending. Next, businesses, especially those in retail, brace for potentially lower sales. But it's not all doom and gloom. Policymakers have options, including skills development initiatives and minimum wage policy revisions. The advice is simple: stay engaged in tackling these critical issues as they unfold. But let's shift gears to a piece of positive news: a strategic artificial intelligence partnership between AMP and the University of New South Wales aims to boost financial confidence. This follows the 2024 launch of AMP's AI Center of Excellence, committed to leveraging generative AI. The partnership sets out four main objectives: to advance AI capabilities, champion responsible AI use, cultivate AI talent, and empower AMP staff with specialized training. The collaboration will involve research, student placements, along with knowledge sharing across multiple faculties. Undoubtedly, the growth of AI in financial services is set to revolutionize the industry, meaning better, smarter services for consumers. Now, as we near the much-anticipated Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium, the Australian dollar is feeling the pressure. Intensifying market risks and rumors about U.S. economic policies have investors worldwide on their toes. Perhaps most intriguing will be any insights on future fiscal open market committee policy directions, with potential implications for currencies, interest rates, and global economics trends. Lastly, a regulatory probe by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission has unearthed continuing failures in direct life insurance sales, with numerous shortcomings in product design, sales strategies, complaint handling, among others. While progress has been noted with a shift from sales to compliance, issues still persist. The industry is urged to continue its reform efforts amidst possible investigations. Here's hoping that we get the much-needed reform this sector needs. That's your daily financial services wrap. For more insight and support in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Let's take on tomorrow informed and prepared. I'm Paige Estritori, wishing you a fruitful day.